Tonight's city council meeting is in recess and will resume in just a short time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL. AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM, Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton. Tonight's city council meeting is in recess and will return in just a short time. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL.
If ever there was a sure bet in thoroughbred horse racing, that bet was Citation, the horse that refused to lose. In his first year racing as a two-year-old, Citation took first place in 8 out of 9 starts.
Steady, Citation, you can't break sideways.
By the time he stood at the starting gate of the Kentucky Derby in 1948, Citation was so dominant that the Derby didn't even allow bets for a place or for show. Only 5 other horses even dared to line up against him, including Citation's stablemate and only true challenger, Coal Town. And as CBS radio announcer Clem McCarthy called the race, Coal Town and Citation gave the fans a run to remember.
And the turning for home. Coal Town and Citation head and head. And it looks like Eddie Arcaro has got his derby. They're coming in there just like they were the enemy, riding each other close. And it is Citation coming to the front. He's everything they said he was. He's going to win with his ears pricking. It is Citation by two, pulling away. And the other horse, Coal Town, is hanging on gamely. But that's all he can do is hang on gamely to be second. Citation wins this derby just as he pleases.
After winning the derby, Citation went on to win the Preakness in a breeze.
Around the turn, Citation again goes to the front, and he is leading now by a length and a half. Falcon's Forge is second by four lengths. Govard is third by a length, and Better Self is fourth. Citation turns for home with Arcaro looking over his shoulder. Govard coming through on the inside is second and making a challenge at Citation. Arcaro takes no chances and shakes up Citation, reminds him he's got a whip with him, and Citation pulls on away. He is now four lengths in front, and it was not Govard who was coming strongest, but Falcon Forge.
The new council. Melissa?
Councilmember Bausch?
Present.
Councilmember Beal?
Present.
Councilmember Gregory?
Here.
Councilmember Strong?
Present.
And Mayor Hammond?
Here. Next item is J1. We have recognition of Councilmember Sharon Roden. And if Sharon could come up, I'd like to talk to you for a minute. Well, it's not a roast.
He said it's not a roast.
No, not a roast. Okay, can you hear me? Yeah. So, again, you stepped up when we really needed someone. Back when we had to make an adjustment to the council, you came into this full-fledged and knowing probably not a whole lot, but then you got to that point real quick. I really want to appreciate all the service you gave to us as a council and friendship, but also to the public. I mean, it's important that people understand that this is not the easiest job in the world, and it takes a lot to really do it well, and Sharon did. She was one of those people that maybe didn't know something about a particular item, but she got in and learned about it real quick. So for that, it's amazing. I have a little thing that's probably for your wall. Not much, but it's important, I think. It's a recognition of Sharon Roden. City of Paso Robles presents Sharon Roden in recognition of distinguished community leadership and service to the City of Paso Robles, October 3rd, 2023 to December 17th, 2024. Congratulations and thank you for serving.
Thank you. That's very kind, but you know when somebody hands me a microphone, it's always a little dangerous. So, prevent that. You guys remember mullets? Business in the front, party in the back, city council on the top, public comment on the bottom. For those of you at home, I have a suit jacket on top and Levi's on the bottom. This past year has been one of the most challenging and fulfilling years of my life. I can't say I'm not disappointed. To do so would be disingenuous, but not to the degree you might expect. The reason is simple. I value relationships, character, and knowledge above all else. Throughout this last year, I was blessed to have been surrounded by those within our city government who are intelligent, informed, diverse in their views, hardworking, patient, and willing to impart that wisdom to me. I have gained so many new friends, as well as rekindled old friendships. These friendships would not exist without this experience. To my dear friends here in Paso Robles, new, rekindled, and old friends, my family, I say thank you. And also to those friends that reached out to me from Mississippi and New Orleans and Washington, Nevada, Idaho, Alaska, and the American pistachio growers. I want to thank all of these good people for their unwavering support and laughter at all the appropriate times. Most especially, I thank my wife, Dana, who is still more loyal and prettier than my best hunting dog. I could never have done any of this without her strength and love. I want to thank Chris Beal for running a thoughtful and respectful campaign. I look forward to working with her and lending whatever support she may ask. I have no doubt she will represent our city well.
Honor and privilege. Thank you, Sharon. Next, we have the proclamation for the American Post 50. Can I have Christopher Robert come on up? And any of your other members would like to come forward, too? Christopher, why don't you hold that proclamation?
Susan, do you want to talk? Susan is actually the president of the American Auxiliary. And I guess she's shocked. Yeah. This is very bad.
All right, come on up. Proclamation, American Postal Legion 50, 100th anniversary. Whereas the Paso Robles City Council recognizes the sacrifices service members make on behalf of our country, whether it's serving in combat zones, enduring long deployments away from the families, or facing physical and mental challenges, and the importance of honoring all those who put their lives on the line to ensure that we can enjoy benefits of living free in a democracy. Whereas one of the most significant contributions to veterans make to our nation, their ongoing commitment to serve and in their communities through volunteer work, advocacy of, and other forms of public service, and a testament to their values that veterans hold dear, including duty, honor, selfless service. Whereas the American Legion chartered by Congress in 1919 as a patriotic veterans organization focusing on service to veterans, service members, and communities involved from a group of war-weary veterans in World War I into the most influential nonprofit groups in the United States. Whereas the Paso Robles American Legion Post 50 was chartered just 5 years later on December 22, 1924, to serve local veterans and their families, first operating from 406 Spring Street, then 940 Park Street, and since 2002 at 240 South Scott, where our city built the Veterans Memorial Building. Whereas Post 50's local force of veterans continues to support veterans, active service members, their families with resources, including help with veterans affairs, hospitals and clinics, pension issues, healthcare needs, and continues to work to foster a true spirit of Americanism and to safeguard and transmit to posterity the principles of justice, freedom, and democracy. And whereas Sunday, December 22nd, 2024, will commemorate the American Legion Post 50's 100th anniversary of service to Paso Robles, God, and country. Now, therefore, let it be resolved that I, John Hammond, by virtue of the authority vested in me as mayor, and speaking on behalf of the entire City Council, do hereby proclaim December 22nd, 2024, as American Legion Post 50's 100th year anniversary.
Good evening. So it's an honor to be here, and especially be here with some of the people I have the opportunity to share being with the American Legion. I have, like I said, the president of the American Legion Auxiliary. the president of the Sons of the American Legion, and then our veteran service officer. This could not be done alone. Obviously, I'm not 100 years old. I may look like it, but I'm not 100 years old. We've gone through a lot of transitions. We've lost a lot of people. Our membership has gone significantly down since the loss of World War II vets and Korean War vets. The big push with all veteran service organizations is to try and get some of those younger people to come in and see what we're all about. Because we're there to help. We're there to serve the veterans in our community. So as the mayor had mentioned, on the 22nd of December of this year, which is this Sunday, is our 100th anniversary. And we're going to have an open house at 240 Scott Street. So if you want to come on by, see what the American Legion is all about, you're all welcome. We're going to have some food. We're going to have some music. And we hope to meet a lot of you there. Thank you.
My name is Joseph Gable. I'm with the Sons of the American Legion. I'd just like you to know that we have some flyers for this, and I hope you come on out and help us celebrate on Sunday from 1 to 4. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Next, we have Sal Cotto. If you would come on up, Sal. And we have also
Deb Johnson, State Commander, VFW.
Oh, welcome. We have a proclamation honoring the 125th anniversary of the Veterans of Foreign War, VFW. Whereas the Veterans of Foreign War of the United States was founded in 1899 to advocate the rights and welfare of military veterans, their families, and their communities. And whereas the year 2025 marks the 125th anniversary of the VFW, highlighting its enduring legacy of service, sacrifice, and commitment to ensuring that all veterans receive the recognition and benefits they deserve. And whereas the VFW has been an integral part of the city of Paso Robles, bringing veterans and civilians together through community events, educational outreach, and support of active duty personnel, their families, and transitioning veterans. And whereas the members of VFW Post 10965 have exemplified the VFW's core values of integrity, service, and camaraderie by organizing local initiatives, providing aid to veterans, and fostering a deep sense of community pride. And whereas the 125th anniversary is an opportunity to honor the legacy of all veterans, remembering their sacrifices, and recommit to supporting their future needs and well-being. So now, therefore, let it be resolved that I, John Hammond, by virtue of the authority vested in me as mayor and speaking on the behalf of the entire city council, do hereby proclaim 2025 as the 125th anniversary of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in Paso Robles, and urge all citizens to join us in celebrating in the history, the achievements, and the ongoing contributions of the Veterans of Foreign War and its members in creating a safer and more prosperous future for our community and nation. Sal.
Thank you, Paso Robles. Again, my name is Sal Cota. I'm a quartermaster for Post 10965 here in Paso Robles. I'm also the district commander for Veterans Foreign Wars here in California. And on behalf of your post commander, Leo Castillo, I accept the proclamation for the VFW. And I'd like to have State Commander Deb Johnson say a few words.
Thank you, Sal. Again, my name is Deborah Johnson. I'm the state commander of the Department of California. We are 104 years old out of the 125 years. And on behalf of the 80,000 members of our VFW and the auxiliary for the department, we are honored to be here. But I'm also representing the 1.4 million members of the VFW and our auxiliary worldwide. We are the largest and oldest combat veteran organization in the world. We encompass VFW posts and states in all 50 states, and then we also have posts in the Department of the Pacific Areas and Europe. So like I said, we are a nationwide organization. Our motto is no one does more for veterans. We, believe it or not, we have been around before the VA was even formed. So we were developed we started right after the Spanish-American War because a group of combat veterans decided we need to band together. But something that the American Legion said, Chris Rohrberg said, one of the things you may be wondering about is membership. As an organization, the VFW too suffers from a loss of our World War II and Korean veterans. If you are a member that is eligible, if you have served in the U.S. military, our organizations need you. It keeps us in front of Congress. It helps us advocate. We got the largest toxic exposure bill called the PACT Act passed in the last couple years. Millions of veterans receive financial benefits for that. So if you're on the cusp, not sure whether you want to join a veterans organization, you have two amazing organizations, the American Legion and the VFW here in Paso, please consider becoming a member, helping our organizations advocate not only for the veterans of today, but the veterans of our future. Thank you.
All right, very well done. Okay. Next, we have general public comments. And we will go ahead and open. This is the time, again, for the public to address the council on items within the council's purview but not scheduled on the regular agenda. All persons speaking will have the three-minute time limit. Need to fill out a speaker card to give to our clerk. Those wishing to speak on any item scheduled on tonight's agenda will be given the opportunity to do so when that agenda item is being heard. So with that, we'll go ahead and open up public comment. Dale, looks like you're there.
Name is Dale Augustin, Paso Robles, longtime resident since 79. And I've seen a lot of councils come and go. I'm real pleased with the ones we have now. Good luck to you, and thank you for all you've done for Main Street.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hi, Dave Nelson, Paso Robles. Congratulations, and to everyone. And my topic is representative government. So I just want to remind everybody that your job here is to represent us, the five of you, representing all the people out here. It's your main job. Listening to what the people want. We can't all be here. We can't all vote. So we depend on you to do it. Sorry, I gotta get my glasses. So, sometimes there are comments that have come from here. I'll let you read some of these, but after paid parking was repealed, the mayor had some negative comments about the people that collected signatures. I thought that wasn't appropriate. We're the people, and you represent us. Making negative comments about the people and their signatures is not appropriate. I'll let you read them. You actually wrote a op-ed following up on your comments from that date, which was also insulting. It was insulting to me, and I'm pretty sure it was insulting to everybody who signed the petition, which was a lot of people. Recently, I came in and brought feedback about the employee lots. I commend Steve Gregory for embracing the idea of talking to the businesses and employees about what we should do with them. And in fact, the council instructed the staff to reach out to the businesses and employees. And it was going to take a couple months, according to Chris Hewitt. A month later, I came back in writing and offered to do that outreach, and it wasn't accepted. Subsequently, the city staff has come back and proposed something different. They never did the outreach. It's up to you, the council, to instruct the staff to listen to the people. You people have all lived here a long time. You know a lot of people. You could talk to people. I've talked to people. I have some more input for you on this item when it comes up later that I'll share with you. But I think we should remember to listen to the people, talk to them. You know a lot of people. Get out there, talk to them. Make sure that the city staff talks to the businesses, not just send out a notice. I know we've done that recently. We sent a notice to Main Street and so on. People don't have time to see these things. You give them time, give them notice, collect their feedback. Thanks.
Rabbi Gordon, welcome.
Good evening. Rabbi Meir Gordon with Chabad of Paso Robles. As you may have heard, it's a Jewish organization, and I just wanted to share with the council, the staff, and the community about our upcoming Hanukkah menorah lighting, third annual Hanukkah menorah lighting in the downtown city park on September 29th at 4:30. It's a great event. It's going to be live music, entertainment, kids' activities, hot food, latkes, soup, and the now famous gel drop. So if anybody would like to join us, you're all invited. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Christopher.
Good evening again. I'd like to talk briefly about the Niblick Road project and its an impact on the Niblick Bridge, which a lot of people don't know is actually the Veterans Memorial Bridge. What I'd like to see happen as part of that project is it's marked a little better because there's a very small plaque that's kind of hidden unless you know where to look for it. I'd like to see on both sides of that bridge where we see that it's the Veterans Memorial Bridge. I've been putting flags up there for several years now, and the only thing they slow down for is make sure they don't hit us. So I think we need to kind of commemorate that fact that that is the Veterans Memorial Bridge. Thank you.
Thank you. Francisco, welcome.
Thank you. Francisco Ramirez here in Paso Robles. I, for one, want to say congratulations to Ms. Chris Beal. And thank you, Sharon, for all the work you put in and throughout these years, helping out this community and listening and being there to the community. Those of you that reached out and commented through me, that come to me, and I came to you as a city council. And also, since Maria Garcia is also here, recognize her bravery to be the first woman in over 30 years to be part of the Paso Robles city government, making history here in Paso Robles and allowing the doorway to have more women in our city council government. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, we'll go ahead and close public comment and bring it back to the agenda at the dais. Next, we have agenda items to be deferred. Mr. Lewis, do we have anything?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Overview of the consent calendar. City Manager Ty Lewis, would you let us know what we're going to be looking at?
You bet, Mr. Mayor. We have 8 items tonight on the consent calendar. First item is approval of the December 3rd, 2024 City Council meeting minutes. The item 2 is approval of the December 9th City Council special meeting minutes. Item number 3 is receipt of the advisory body minutes for the Planning Commission for the dates of 7-9, 8-13, and 8-27, 2024. Receipt of the warrant register. On that, there are 6 items of note, over $100,000 in total. Just a little over $2 million was expended during this report. First item over $100,000 was the State Water Resources Control Board for a financing agreement. in the amount of $440,615.06. Second item was Coastline Equipment for a compact track loader in the amount of $103,175.48. Third item is to Pacific Gas and Electric for utilities, water, out of the water fund, I should say, for $104,315.25. Two items to our attorney firm, Best Pesk and Krieger. First was for September financial year attorney's fees in the amount of $104,672.90. The next item was for October for $117,221.63. And last but not least is to Jesse Matt Company for the purchase of a green climber in the amount of $161,189.18. Item number five is receipt of the treasurer's report for October of 2024. Item number six is approval of a resolution awarding banking services to Pacific Premier Bank. Item number seven is approval of side letters of agreement with Paso Robles Police Officers Association, Paso Robles Professional Firefighters, and the Service Employee International Union for wage and benefit summary amendments with the unrepresented confidential professional union as well. Item number eight is approval of a First Amendment to the lease agreement with Congressman Jimmy Panetta for the Congressional District Office located at the train station at 800 Pine Street. And that concludes the items on the consent calendar.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Next, we're going to then move to consent. And the items on consent calendar are considered routine and do not normally require separate discussion. However, if any council member wishes to have more information or has a question, a particular item before we vote on it, we can do that now beforehand. I'll also offer that to the public. Any member of the City Council, though, that wants to pull an item for full discussion, the item then will be moved to the end of the discussion calendar. And so now I will ask then Council, is there any questions that we'd like to have clarified on this side over here? Open it up to the public. Anybody have any questions on any consent item on the calendar tonight? Anybody wishing to pull anything? Full discussion. Okay. Bring it back to council.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Strong.
Move approval of the consent agenda.
Second by Gregory.
So we have a motion by Councilman Strong for consent items 1 through 8, seconded by Pro Tem Gregory. Any discussion? Melissa, go ahead and call the question.
Councilmember Strong.
Aye.
Councilmember Gregory.
Aye.
Councilmember Bouch.
Aye.
Councilmember Beal.
Aye.
Mayor Hammond.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Next on our agenda, we have the public hearings. I'll open the public hearing at this point. And this is the number one is going to be time and place fixed for public hearing of annexation number one to the City Paso Robles Community Facilities District 0222-2N, Olson South Chandler Ranch, including adoption of a resolution calling for special election for said community facilities. And Ryan Cornell, you'll have that item for us.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and City Council. On November 5th, 2024, City Council approved Resolution 24-120, which declared that its intention to annex certain property into CFD number 2002-2N and approve of the map of the proposed annex area. Tonight, since it's been more than 30 days, we are actually going to need to conduct the election. So there's four separate actions for City Council to take. The first one is to approve a draft resolution calling the special election. The second action is to conduct the election. The third action is to approve resolution declaring the election results. And the last action is to introduce for first reading an ordinance authorizing the levy of special taxes. We do have Jennifer Bradley from BB&K online, should you have any procedural questions. But I do believe, Mr. Mayor, you have a script that we provided you to go through the legal actions. With that, I'd be happy to answer any additional questions you might have.
We'll open up first to council questions of Ryan. Anyone? Okay, we'll open up then to the public first. Second, then, to go ahead and ask for any questions on the item. Okay. We'll close the, I believe we need to read this properly, I'm assuming. The
We're supposed to close the public hearing?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. Oh. Jennifer, do you hear us?
Hello, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, Jennifer. Moving through this, can you kind of lay it out a little bit? I see a particular script that we're supposed to use to do it technically correct. Go ahead.
Yep, exactly. You're going to open up the public hearing and adopt the resolutions and ordinance, and that will, and the city clerk will also be conducting the election, and it will be considered closed.
Okay. And we're down to the point where there's no further public testimony. Will we accept it? Bring it back to council. Mayor asked council if there's any questions, which it did. Then the city clerk, are there any written protests on this item to be received?
No, sir. And I'm sorry, but Ms. Boyer, can you confirm for us that the notice of public hearing was mailed and published in accordance
yes,
with the law?
Yes, the notice was mailed and published in accordance with the law.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Bausch, go ahead.
Just in an abundance of caution, I was going to do this under P3, but I think I'll do it here as well. I did have an ex parte meeting with Mr. Ryan Hagen, who I believe is one of the investors for Vendejo. We didn't really discuss this part of the project, but did have a meeting for coffee. And I'll bring that up again at P3.
Okay. So you made that statement, ex parte conversation with one of the principals. Okay. Require the city clerk to whether there are any more persons registered to vote without or within our territory to be annexed?
No, the County of San Luis Obispo Register of Voters has certified that there are no registered voters within the territory of Annexation Number 1 to Community Facilities District Number 2022-2N.
And then, City Clerk, if the owner of all the taxable property of Annexation Number 1 of the Community Facilities District Number 2022-2N has consented to holding a special election on the December 17th, 2024?
Yes.
And City Clerk concurs that the special election may be held on December 17th, 2024?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and close the public hearing then, and we'll call for a motion to approve the following resolutions, and I'll read it. The resolution of the City Council of the City of El Paso de Robles, acting in its capacity as the legislative body of the City of Paso Robles, Community Facilities District Number 2022-2N, Olson South Chandler Ranch-Services, County of San Luis Obispo, State of California, calling a special election and submitting to the qualified voters of the territory proposed to be annexed thereto the question of the annual levy of special taxes therein to pay the cost of certain services, annexation number one. And that would be the resolution.
So.
Motion by Bausch.
Second by Gregory.
Second by Gregory. Any discussion? Okay, City Clerk, we'll go ahead and call for the question.
Councilmember Bausch?
Aye.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
Councilmember Beal?
Aye.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Mayor Hammond?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
The next motion or resolution here is the following. Resolution of the City Council of the City of El Paso.
Excuse me, Mayor Hammond. Before we get to that point, Madam Clerk, can you conduct the special election for us, please?
Oh.
Yes, the official ballot has been opened and all votes are in favor of the propositions presented on the ballot.
Excellent. So now we can move on to the next resolution.
Okay. We'll call for a motion to approve the following resolution. Resolution of the City Council of the City of El Paso de Robles, acting in its capacity as legislative body of the City of Paso Robles, Community Facilities District Number 2022-2N, Olson South Chandler Ranch-Services, County of San Luis Obispo, State of California, declaring the results of the special election within the territory to be annexed thereto, and taking other actions related thereto, annexation number one. That is the motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Bausch, second by Strong. Any discussion? I'll call for the question.
Councilmember Bausch?
Aye.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Councilmember Beal?
Aye.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
And Mayor Hammond?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. The next motion to introduce by title only and waive further reading of the following ordinance. The motion on the ordinance is the City Council of the City of Paso Robles, California, acting as the legislative body of the City of Paso Robles Community Facilities District number 2022-2N, Olson Cell Chandler Ranch / Services, County of San Luis Obispo, State of California, authorizing the levy of special taxes in said community facilities districts, including certain annexation territory identified in annexation number one. That is our motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Bausch, second by Gregory. Any discussion? Okay, we'll call for the question.
Councilmember Bausch?
Aye.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
Councilmember Beal?
Aye.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Mayor Hammond?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
I believe that then takes care of the item.
It does. Mayor Hammond, my resolution for the new year is to make the titles even longer for you.
Two pager. Okay. So we'll go ahead and close the public hearings at this point again, and then we move on to discussion item number one, and that is the approval of agreement with Department of Resources Recycling and Recovery, CalRecycle, for financial assistance for post-closure maintenance and corrective action of the city landfill. Adam Spaulding, will you have that item for us?
Sorry. Yep. This is a relatively straightforward agreement, but we wanted to bring it to discussion in case there were additional questions. Basically, for a very long time, the city has been dedicating funding for the closure of the landfill. When we're saying closure there, it actually is three separate things. It's the closure of the landfill when you're putting a cap on it. It's also the post-closure maintenance and monitoring, which is 30 years after the closure of the landfill. And additionally, there is a third component, which is any corrective action if there is an event or something that requires funding to be repaired or replaced or upgraded. That's what that's for. So right now what we're asking is for the city to formalize the signing of this pledge of revenue. And what it allows us to do is to take the approximately $5 million that we have dedicated to those three things and to dedicate it to the closure of the landfill, to not include the post-closure or the corrective action, which we will be dedicating funding towards in the future. What this does is it gives us more funding immediately for the partial final closure for phase one and phase two that we're working on now, and it allows us to utilize a larger percentage of that funding because now it's not split over three different items. It's only going to be covering the closure. And then by doing that, it allows us to do more work without having to come back to council to find additional funding in another way in the general fund to support closure activities that need to take place.
So very good.
Happy to take questions.
Is that your report then, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay. Questions of Adam Spaulding.
Adam, can you remind us where this funding was sourced from?
The funding for the landfill closure?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all from tipping fees at the landfill.
Why don't you explain what tipping fees is? So.
Sure, I can copy that. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I pretend like everyone lives in trash, but that's just me. So tipping fees are all revenue that's generated at the landfill when people are bringing trash. So be that residential customers, commercial customers, anyone when they go to the landfill and they cross the scales, they're paying for the materials they're bringing in. Various materials have various charges that they get, and all of that goes to the maintenance and operation of the landfill, and additional funding besides operations We had previously set aside, I think it was $180,000, and we've increased that to $250,000. If this is approved and we move the pledge of revenue in the future, that $250,000 should cover. We're anticipating it cover both still, because there will be a reduction overall in the amount that's needed for closure, and that any of that additional will go towards the post-closure and corrective action.
So not to put too fine a point on it, none of this money came from the general fund. None of this money could have been used for roads or anything like that.
The landfill, great. All the money for the landfill is the landfill.
It is an enterprise fund, correct?
It is an enterprise fund. And that's the other reason why we want to sign the pledge of revenue. Because the pledge of revenue commits the city to doing something we're always already going to do, which is we're never going to let this asset out there become a liability.
Right.
We know we're going to take care of it. We're going to do closure. We're going to do the monitoring. We're going to do the reporting. We're doing all of those things. All it does is changes the financial structure of what we have right now so that we have access to more.
Thank you, Adam.
Okay. Good, Chris. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay, we'll open up to the public for public comments on the item. Seeing none, we'll bring it back then to council for discussion and our action.
Mayor Hammond.
Pro Tem Gregory.
Yep, I'd like to go ahead and recommend we approve resolution 24XXX, authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with the California Department of Resources Recycling and Recovery Agreement, Cal Recycle, confirming the city's pledge of financial assurance for post-closure and corrective action activities.
Second.
Oh, shoot.
Well, let's just do that. Mrs. Beal, let's get you in there. So,
thank you. That's
Pro Tem Gregory, we have Council Member Beal as a second. Any discussion on the item? All right, we'll call for the question.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
Councilmember Beal?
Aye.
Councilmember Bausch?
Aye.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Mayor Hammond?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Just an apologies to Councilmember Gregory and a note to Elizabeth that I think that my recommendation is longer. Sorry. So.
Okay. Thanks,
I'm not
Adam.
The worst offender tonight.
Item two on discussion, approval of a change order to design the contract for a new corporation yard. Frida Berman.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, Frida Berman, Public Works Director. Tonight, you will hear an update on several city workspace related projects, starting with the new city corporation yard, where we are asking you to consider a change order to Omni Design in the amount of $159,037. Currently, the Corporation Yard is located at 625 Riverside Avenue and is home to the landscape facilities and fleet maintenance staff. The property was sold in 2018 and the city has been leasing it back since that time. The new Corporation Yard will be located adjacent to Fire Station 3 and the future Union Road Safety Training Center. When council awarded the contract to Omni Design for the new corp yard, it was envisioned as one large building housing all maintenance division staff. After a significant programming effort, the current design includes three buildings, one building for landscape and facilities maintenance, a fleet maintenance shop, and a standalone utilities building. Here you see the existing fire station, Fire Station 3, the future safety training area. This is the new facilities and landscape shop, a state-of-the-art fleet maintenance facility, and the new standalone utilities department building. The increased scope has an associated increase in architectural design, structural engineering, mechanical engineering, and electrical engineering work. That is coupled with higher professional services costs in the 2.5 years the project has been in development, hence the request for a change order. But the issue of a new corporation yard, begs the question of workspace needs across the organization. Over the next 10 plus workspace needs across the organization over the next 10 plus years, and staff is working on other projects addressing that issue. The first being the City Hall remodel project. We are out of room. We have used all the extra pieces and parts. I give big kudos to our facilities maintenance staff who has taken all old cubicle parts and created as many new cubicles as we can, but we're out. That coupled with a long list of deferred maintenance items, and in August, Council awarded a design contract to 10 Over Studio to maximize the use of the existing second floor space, replace carpet, paint, create a new public access conference room, and implement some of the high priority security recommendations from the facility security analysis. Here you see all the cubicles pushed to the, north side of the floor. They are standardized mostly in 6x6 cubicles with some 9x9 cubicles. And on the red line on the right-hand side is a bullpen for all our inspectors. This is a new public access conference area. If you've ever tried to book a conference room on the second floor, some days it's nearly impossible. We'd like to see more opportunity for public access meetings. These is the new counter area. The security assessment identified the fact that there is a significant blind spot when people come up the stairs or get off the elevator, and staff working at those front counters can be surprised about who is approaching them. These counters are moved forward and angled so that there is a better view, which will be enhanced with some convex mirrors, but of people coming up the stairs or getting off the elevator. Also, you'll notice there are two counters. One counter is the existing building and engineering staff counter, and the other counter is for utility billing staff, which we'll discuss in a couple minutes, the utility billing people moving from the annex. This is a customer service area where staff can meet people outside the counter area in the public space and address any questions, go over plans, that sort of thing. Secondly, let's talk about 4305 Second Wind Way. So again, to help with City Hall capacity issues, as well as to vacate the City Hall annex, two departments will be moving to a city-owned property on Second Wind Way adjacent to the airport. Those people moving are the Administrative Services Department, headed by Ryan Cornell, along with his IT staff, Human Resources staff, and Finance staff. Public Works Administration will also be moving to Second Wind Way. Myself, David Licaro, Stormwater, Kim Porter, and her staff, and CIP engineering, as well as our new management analyst position. This is the layout of that building. You'll see IT along one side, human resources in a secure area. We have the finance people, public works, and around the edges, our private offices. I invite any of you when we're out there, which hopefully will be in late January or early February, to come out and visit us. We will have a public counter, although we don't expect public interaction, some contractors, but we're using a lot of what's already there. So it's a very efficient way to increase our workspace. And finally, a benefit of these moves is that they allow the city to exit the City Hall annex lease, which will save the taxpayers $120,000 a year. We have 90 days notice required to vacate, and we're planning for that at this point. So back to the beginning, wanted to go through all the workplace needs, but that is back to the change order request. We are asking that you approve resolution 24XXS, authorizing the city manager to execute a change order to the existing contract with Omni Design Incorporated in the amount of $159,037. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, bring it back to the council. Councilman Strong.
Yes, if we want to go back to upstairs, I'm really confused about up there. It looks like you took over the whole city council office area into a conference room. So where do we go? Where does the city manager go? You know, it would be nice if you explained the rest of what's going to be happening upstairs.
Well, that was a conceptual plan, but the city manager's office is staying in the same location. The council office, a new council office, will be created in a private area of the building. So you still have a private office for your own needs. And we'll certainly review that with you when the plans are fine.
And the same thing for IT. I didn't see where IT was going.
It was going to Second Wind Way.
Oh, they're going out to the airport, too. Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Thank you.
Any other questions? Chris Balch.
I'm good.
Pro Tem Gregor.
So out on Second Wind, you're not expecting much public attention out there, but you'll have a desk anyway?
We will be accepting bids most likely out there. We're still developing those plans, but since DITAS will be out there and all the capital improvement projects managed there, we're expecting contractors will likely deliver their bids and will open bids at that location. There is a large conference room that would serve perfectly for that.
Will you allow dogs? Just a question. No, one more question. I have a question on the change order.
Yes.
So the change order is for the construction of three buildings, correct?
Yes.
And are those buildings, what are they made of?
So the standalone utilities department building is designed to mimic Fire Station 3. It has the same frontage.
Okay.
So it's standard wood frame construction. The other two large maintenance buildings are metal buildings.
Okay. And are you going to... It's a technical question. Is the water yard going to stay with water equipment downtown?
Those people are not moving. The water and streets yard is staying on Paso Robles Street.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Balch.
Thank you. I did think of a question. I don't know enough about your day-to-day operations, but meetings, things like that. Used to have an office out at the airport. John has an office out there. There's some traffic considerations to have out there. If you have to have meetings with other people in the within the city, are there enough bandwidth to have Zoom type meetings to eliminate?